one exciting thing coming to the e-commerce store, and I'll make this short and sweet and quick, is our 30-year anniversary Rosie on the House toolbox. It's an American-made toolbox, and inside it has the 7 hand tools every Arizona homeowner must have, and they all have 30th anniversary etching, stamping, embedment, Rosie on the House limited edition. All the proceeds are going to go to our nonprofits as a thank you for 30 years of keeping us on air. I wanted to have that on today, but there's a few details in shipping that we hadn't finalized. Oh. And there's a couple things with etching. There's certain locations on the tools that if you're going to do like an engraving, that it can go without voiding the warranty.
Oh.
So we had to get creative with placement and doing, or do we go look at vinyl wrap? So there's a few little tiny details, but in the next couple weeks we'll have that available. It'll be a great we always talk Christmas gift ideas for the handyman. This would be a great one, because not only is it a tool set that will last your entire lifetime and your kid's lifetime and your grandkid's lifetime, it's going to support American manufacturing, and it's going to support local nonprofits.
Everything in the toolbox is made in America, and 100% of the proceeds are going to go to either St. Vincent de Paul, Habitat for Humanity, or the
Military Mission Assistance.
There you go.
So three local. Now, Habitat for Humanity is a national brand, but it's the local branches. The Military Mission Assistant is just Arizona. If there is a service family in need of something, or they can't afford a new roof, you know, they step in and help provide these things to, you know, our military family. So it'll be a lot of fun. And you say 100% of the proceeds. I don't know enough about nonprofit to know if that's true. Does that include the handling cost? I mean, once we take out the handling and the repackaging and the etching, I mean, it's all the. So I think we can say 100%, but I want to make sure that our cost that's going to be covered in the etching and the printing and the shipping and the repackaging.
Rosie on the House is going to donate 100% of the gross profit.
Okay, there you go. Rosie on the House, I can say yes.
Rosie on the House will not make a dime off the sales of these tools. So we'll be using it to support those three particular ministries.
We have some great calls on the line.
One of them has to do with water softeners, which has to do
with our 10 o'clock hour.
And the article that we have in the Daily Star tomorrow, we got an ad in the Daily Star every Sunday. We run an article that we answer homeowners' questions from Pima and Santa Cruz County. And the question is, do I really need a water softener in my new house? And then the caller on hold wants to know why we prefer one brand over Y brand. So for those of you thinking or wondering about water softeners, stay tuned for the 10 o'clock hour, because we'll have our Rosie certified brand in to visit on what it takes to properly pick the water treatment equipment for your home.
We've got Jennifer, the Saba Home Show Director. And what do you have lined up for us today? We say it every time we're here. Of all the home shows we attend statewide, Saba's the model to follow.
Well, that's really nice of you. Thank you.
And I'm not sure why your microphone's not working. It's plugged in.
Try that again, Jennifer.
Okay, well, hang tight. I'm going to give you my headset. Oh, Rosie's going to give you his. We got some little bug in that headset. Let's try that again.
Can you hear me now?
Can I hear you now? Go ahead, Jennifer.
Can you hear me?
Hey, there she is. Welcome to the program, and thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for having me. Now, there we go.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe.
Man, we are just, everything we've touched just continues one thing after the next.
Do I stand?
There you go. That's fine.
Can you hear me? Nope.
What do you have lined up for us today? What'd you break, Jennifer? Goodness.
Holy cow.
As soon as you got
it's
here.
Me. Yeah. Okay, I'll just stand over the table like this. So we have the big thing this morning at 10:45. We have our two chicks and a hammer from HGTV's Good Bones. And so they'll be on our center stage. And we're looking forward to having you out here to see them. And this is their last showing today and for the weekend. So they'll be here for an hour answering questions and telling their story. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have great food trucks out on the fire lane. We have over 300 exhibitors. We got lots of stuff going on, and It's just a fun day.
It always has been. You've been involved with the home shows for how many years?
Well, this is my fifth home show, so I'm still kind of a newbie.
Well, it is. Y'all do an incredible job pulling it off, that's for sure. And then, like you say, in the far lane down there, the loading docks, how many food trucks have y'all got lined up down there?
I think we have a half a dozen down there. Yeah. You can smell it up here, can't you?
It's funny because when we talk to people about coming down to Saba Home Show, you can't talk about this home show without talking about the food trucks lined up in the fire lane.
<I know. laughs>
The smoke from all their cooking rolls right in the back doors there on the south end of the convention center. And, like, you're hungry even.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
You have the Sonoran hot dog. You have the
tri-tip.
Oh, I always take a full one to go on the way out.
Are you going
to
do that?
Always. I actually take two. Finish the first one when I get home. Nights, and then the second one we just pick at sandwiches all week long.
That's so funny. Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. We've got a face painter for kids today, and we've got dogs that you can adopt. So there's always a lot of things going on.
10 to 6 today.
10 to 6 and 10 to 5 tomorrow.
Free parking. Tucson Convention Center.
That's right.
Saba Home Show.
Thank you.
Jennifer, thank you. We're broadcasting live here, and in the 10 o'clock hour, we always try and dive down deep on a particular topic. Our blog for the week had to do with smoke detectors and the wireless version of those. We're going to have Jared in from Technosecurity, and we're also going to have Kinetico in talking water treatment.